back with Huskies Inside the Pack, and today I'm joined with first-year forward Kaylin Wisner. First off, Kaylin, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Obviously, as a first-year forward, I mean, it'll differ if you have ice time or not, but I've heard so many times from the girls I've talked with before, such a tight-knit locker room, great coaching staff. What's it like just being around them, at least, at the very least? What's it like being around this team?
It's always super fun. Like, when I first came in, everyone was very inviting and welcoming. I was, like, obviously nervous the first couple days, and then everyone kind of took me in. Family almost, or like my mom's.
No, we've heard that one lots too. Yeah. And you know, so many good characters in that dressing room, and so many great leaders. And Kennedy Brown said it best. There's so many great leaders in that locker room. You don't need a letter to be a leader in any sport. I think some people take that for granted. The leadership core on this team definitely doesn't. So that just adds one step of, you know, being around the team, just so many great leaders and people to learn from, especially as a first year. Lots of questions, people to ask questions for, right?
Yeah, definitely. Our leadership group's super good. None of them take it like for granted. They're all very, like, if you need help on the ice, you're comfortable to ask them. And yeah, they're a really good group.
Just overall, how has your season gone so far?
It's gone pretty well. The practice is good. Not much playing time, but we'll get there. Yes. But the games that I do get to play in, I just try to work hard, do what I got to do, and just give it all I got for the time that I can play.
And I was told lots growing up, and I can see it right here, as long as you're still having fun and you got a smile on your face and you're still enjoying it, I think that's the main thing at the end of the day. From Winnipeg, correct?
Yes.
And that's where you played your minor hockey?
Yeah. Yeah, I played for the Winnipeg Avros.
So when did you start playing minor hockey growing up?
I started playing when I was about 5. That's when I played with the boys, and then I switched to girls hockey. When I was about, 12 or something. Yeah, around there. And it was definitely a big switch, but I just found the girls was just much more, is easier, more comfortable than playing with the boys.
And I've heard that lots as well. But one thing that I've been asking, maybe not so much when you leave minor hockey and you come to U Sports, you're still in that phase of minor hockey going from boys to girls hockey. Does that give you a bit of an advantage playing with the boys for so long and then going right to girls hockey?
Yes and no. Like, you're definitely more, aggressive. I don't know about that, but, many of the girls I did play with did play boys hockey, because girls hockey wasn't really a big thing, and I don't know about other places, but for sure in Winnipeg, until I started to switch to girls, and that's when, it really started to pick up, and more girls began to play, and then, so lots of them ended up coming from boys hockey anyways, so it was kind of, everyone was pretty equal.
And on the note of family, did mom or dad play hockey, or do you have any older or younger siblings that played hockey in Winnipeg?
Yeah, so my dad played hockey when he was young. He didn't really pursue it. He plays now still. And then my brother also plays. He's older than me. He plays for the North American Hockey League in Aberdeen. So he's a big hockey player there. My mom played volleyball in university, so not really a hockey player, but
just probably the typical hockey mom.
Yeah, she's kind of, she's gone through, she kind of had the experience that my dad didn't with playing the university sport, that my dad had the experience of playing hockey, so they kind of just both go together to help us out.
Coming from Winnipeg, maybe were the Jets a favorite team of yours, or with the PWHL starting off so well, it's great to see growth in women's hockey. Do you have a favorite team among them, or even a favorite player across the two leagues?
I haven't really watched the PWHL yet. It's definitely a great league. I think it's a really good thing for young girls to see older, that there's somewhere to go. The Jets, I don't know. They were always, no one likes them. They're doing good now, so now I'll say that they're good. But I don't really have a favorite team, I'd say.
Definitely nothing wrong with that. As a forward, is there a player in women's or the National Hockey League that you would try to model your game after? Or maybe it's your brother, who sounds, by the sounds of it, he has a pretty good career going for him in hockey.
Yeah, I would say I've always grown up watching my brother and trying to model him. We have very different playing styles, but I find that when I watch him, I can almost, like, it helps with my weaknesses because my weaknesses are his strengths. And so if I watch him play, it can kind of help me improve those weaknesses on the ice.
Coming from Winnipeg to Saskatoon, that's got to be a big transition. You know, you're leaving home, and it's quite a drive from there to Saskatoon. How has the transition been from moving away from home, coming here to play hockey and do school?
The transition hasn't been bad. It's still cold, so that's not really different. But definitely, like, not having, like, your parents here is, like, not – yeah, but – I find, like, the team is very welcoming. They kind of take you in, and you have each other. So it's not too bad of a transition in school. You just have to manage time, and it's not too bad of a transition, though. I feel like Winnipeg and Saskatchewan are pretty similar.
I'd say for the most part. And in school, what are you taking right now?
I'm taking kinesiology.
And is that a degree? How long is that program?
I think normally it takes about 4 years, but I'm like taking like 4 courses, so a semester, maybe. Yeah, probably take me about 5 years.
Okay. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. And then, you know, to nationals this year, it's such a unique opportunity for everyone involved. Maybe not the main focus right now, still a lot of season to go, and then playoffs, obviously. But what's it like to be a part of this opportunity to have nationals at home in front of a home crowd, get to showcase the amazing facility that this is, and, you know, you get to be a part of it?
Yeah, it's definitely a great experience, just like everything leading up to it as well. It'll be a good chance to even like showcase our program and how well it's run. But overall, I think it's going to be a great experience. It'll bring the team closer together, and we'll all have a lot of fun with it.
And then, you know, you hear with nationals, you know, see them, be them. Every home game, there's so many female hockey players, young female hockey players here coming to watch the game, looking up, you know, to you guys, to them. You know, you are their idols and the, you know, superstar female hockey players in this area. What is it like to be a part of that as, you know, an idol to these young female hockey players? And then you get to take it one step further on the national stage.
Yeah, it's definitely, like, we do a lot of work with the Comet teams, and it's really a good chance to kind of, like, talk to the girls, and, like, they ask us questions about what they can do to improve, and it's kind of, like, eye-opening, like, they're looking up to us, and we can help them make their hockey career different, and, like, shows them that they're somewhere else to go, especially in women's hockey, which lots of girls are like, oh, like, what can you do with it? But I think, especially us going to nationals, it just shows that there's a higher level that you can play and you can go on and keep on playing.
No, 100%. I think you said it best. Kaylin, thank you so much for taking the time with me today, and good luck with the rest of the season.
Thanks for having me.